Welcome to the Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation podcast. I'm your host, Michaela, from MichaelaJ.com. I'm a manifestation mindset coach and blogger. If you're ready to dive in deep, get real AF about your beliefs, and manifest the life of your dreams, then you're in the right place. I'm dishing out everything you need to go from broke to bougie, first class to world class. If your hashtag life goals involve luxury, travel, and being the boss of your own life, then get ready to embrace your mindset, magic, and manifestation powers. Let's do this. Hey guys, what's up? And welcome back to the Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation podcast with your girl. It is I, Michaela J, here to teach you how to manifest your next level luxe life. So let's get into it. This week, we're talking all about magnetism. I get questions about this often, how to be more magnetic, how to be a magnet to your desires. And I think the core thing that people want to get out of this question is how can I snap something in faster, right? When you think about putting two magnets together and they just snap together, or when you throw like a magnet at the fridge and it just sticks to the fridge, that's the vibe that we want in our like quote unquote real lives, right? That's what we want in our day-to-day lives, where things are just snapping into our reality fast as fuck. And that's the vibe. So we're going to dig into all of that today. There's a huge, huge, huge piece of how you do life that goes into magnetism. And I have a couple little tips that I want to share with you guys as well. But before we get started, I have a really exciting announcement for our sponsor this week. And it is a brand new course I'm running. I have never taught this before. Brand new content. And it's going to be taught live, which is major because I don't teach a lot of my courses live anymore. And it's the shadow work course. Oh my God. If you guys have listened to my podcast for a while, you know we are so big on shadow work over here in the MJ world. I take all of my private VIP clients through shadow work. It's a huge piece of what we do together. And honestly, it's the number one way I've become basically fucking superhuman, is doing shadow work, telling my shadow to fuck off, and going really, really, really deep into this consciousness journey, eradicating all shadows so I can move forward with more power and more excellence. And so I'm finally putting together the course on shadow work. I'm so excited about it. I know you guys are going to be so fucking excited about it. And it's called Exponential Excellence. Just let that sink in. So juicy. It's going to be all about shadow work. It's going to be all about money manifesting, your personal power, standards of excellence. And I'm telling you guys, when you walk out of this program, first of all, it's going to be taught live. So you're like in my energy every single week. I think the program's going to be 6 to 8 weeks long. You are going to walk out an entirely different human being. So I'm very excited about this. We're going to have a regular level where you get access to the course. There's going to be a VIP level with coaching with me. Now, you guys are interested about that. We are doing a pre-sale pricing, and all you need to do is message me on Instagram and say, hey, I want to know more about the shadow work course, and I'll give you the full rundown. We'll see what's a better fit, regular or VIP, and we will get your booty signed up. So just message me about that on Instagram at the Michaela J. I'm so excited. I've been doing shadow work brutally for almost a year now, and it's so life-changing. Like, just the fact that I never really feel human fears is all because of shadow work. So I can't wait to dive deeper into the different depths of this work together and guide you guys through a journey that's quite literally going to change your life. So very excited. And my life update this week, my best friend Caleb came and visited last weekend. It was so fabulous. We went to Palm Springs. We went out dancing. We had lots of good vegan food. We laid by the pool, and basically we were just like couch potatoes for like 5 days, and it was absolutely fabulous. Of course, we got in our workouts because you guys know me and I'm super big on fitness and all of the things, but it was everything I needed. A nice little recharge, hanging out with my bestie, being crazy, the usual. And the house manifesting journey is still ongoing. I told you guys about this in our last episode, I believe, that I am manifesting a house here in LA that I want to rent. And all the ones that we've seen so far have had their own little red flags and have been no's. So I am just sitting around waiting for the universe to deliver me the perfect one. Of course, I'm taking my inspired get action. Like when I feel guided, I hop onto Zillow or like realtor.com and I start looking around for houses and kind of play around with the idea of what neighborhoods I want to live in and look around there. Taking my action as always, but the house manifesting continues. And what I'm finding is the styles that I really like are more than like monthly, like the rent wise is costing more than I initially expected. And so that's brought up some, again, interesting shadow work for me of like, oh my gosh, I'm scared to pay this amount of rent. And then it's like, oh my gosh, well, you can still afford it. So you're totally fine. And it's just my next level that I'm stepping into. So it's been a really great process. And that's something I love about taking leaps of faith, right? Paying more in rent for obviously more space and a more luxurious place to live. I just hired a new coach actually, which is super exciting. I'll be talking about that more in the coming weeks. And it's like elevating into that and paying premium pricing for coaching, signing up for courses. I hired a Pinterest manager, right? Doing all of these things to quantum leap your life, get you closer to the results that you desire in life and health and business and love and relationships, all the things. It's gonna bring up shadow for you because you're doing things differently, you're moving different, and it's so important for us to take all of those moves as learning points. And that's exactly what I've been doing the past 2-3 weeks with just like up-leveling all the things. And it's been so, so good. We're definitely gonna have another up-level episode coming up soon because I feel like I learned so many good lessons that I need to share with you guys very soon. But enough about me and all the things. Let's hop into the hot topic this week, which is becoming magnetic to your manifestations. Now, the number one thing that is important when it comes to embodying a human magnet to all the things you want, whether that is a boyfriend or a girlfriend, to get married, to have a kid, to make more money, to have the hot bod, to just be happier, feel more freedom, have more time, whatever it is. There is a key secret I'm going to share with you guys, and it's the differentiation between a wobbly human and a solid human. Now, if you're one of my clients or one of my students, or you've been in a masterclass, we have most definitely talked about this before because it is a huge piece of manifestation, is being a solid human. And being a solid human looks like you are fully in integrity with all the things that you say and you do. And this looks like carrying the same energy throughout every area of your life, all right? That sounds super fluffy, so I'm gonna ground that down with an example. Let's take me for example. I'm obviously super spiritual. We talk about lots of woo stuff in my world. Like I talk about aliens sometimes, and sometimes me and my clients talk about the Illuminati, or we will talk about past lives and spirit guides and different things. So I'm very openly spiritual online. If I am a solid human, that means I'm openly spiritual online, around my friends, around my boyfriend, around my family. When I am just interacting with other human beings, I'm not afraid to explain the spiritual meanings behind my tattoos. I'm not afraid to voice my beliefs and my opinion when I feel necessary about my spiritual ideas to my friends, family, and strangers. That's being a solid human. What's a wobbly human is me showing up online as a spiritual influencer and a spiritual leader and then not willing to speak up about it around my family and like pretending to be Christian around my grandma and like pretending not to care at all around certain friends. Like that would be a wobbly human. The key point is being a consistent vibration, and that's what makes you magnetic. Because when you are a consistent vibration, then the universe is like, oh, okay, she can handle this next level vibe all the time as if it's normal, as if it's no different than any other day, then of course she can receive her desires because she can handle that because that's on that vibration. But if one day you're all in and one day you're kind of wobbly and one day you're thrown out of alignment and one day you don't know what you believe, you're all over the place and you don't look like that solid foundation for the universe to pour into. Right? It's like the saying, like, you don't want to build a house on a rocky foundation. I think there's some saying of the sorts, and it's that idea. So to become magnetic to your manifestations, you really need to look at what areas of my life am I being a wobbly human? And we're gonna get into details, of course. You know how we do. There's gonna be homework. And then we need to look at What areas of your life are you being a solid human right now? And how can we exhibit that behavior in other areas? What you're doing well in life, we want to copy and paste in all of the areas. The only reason why we look at the areas that we might be quote unquote slacking in or that we're being wobbly is just to bring awareness to it. And then we highlight what we're doing well and we do it to the areas that we're being a bit wobbly. Okay. So part of your homework is I want you to think about, where am I being a wobbly human? Where am I being inconsistent in my life? Are you inconsistent at the gym? Are you inconsistent with like the weights that you're lifting? Are you inconsistent in how you communicate with your friends? Are you inconsistent in your career? Like what? Look at all of the areas of your life because they all matter. The reason why every area of your life matters is because in my world, in the MJ world, we're here to manifest all of the things in all of the ways, all of the time. That means I don't want you to just come into our MJ community and want to manifest money. I don't want you to come in here and just want to manifest business and career success. I don't want you to just manifest your dream body or your dream relationship. I want you to focus on having it all, right? Because that's when we feel the most fulfilled. It's like we're actively bettering ourselves in every single way. Because when we're actively bettering ourselves in every single way, we're really hitting life from this angle of like, I am maxing myself out in every way possible. And that feels fucking good, right? That's when you feel on top of the world. So I want you to look at, where am I being inconsistent in my life? Maybe it's a similar example to the one I explained about myself. Like, are you spiritual in your rituals and when you journal, when you have alone time, but then you go out in front of your family and they think that you're Christian or Catholic or something else, and that's a bit wobbly, and then you feel kind of icky about it? Anything that feels icky is oftentimes going to be some of this resistance that we're creating that leads us to being a wobbly human. So where is there resistance in our lives? Another area of your life I want you to look at for potentially being wobbly, because we want to look where are like all of the cracks, right? We want to fill all of those, and that's how we become solid once again. So another area of your life that I want you to look at when it comes to being wobbly is, where are you not following through with the things that you say you're going to do? And we've definitely talked about this before in the podcast. Where do you say, I'm going to go to the gym and I'm going to follow this gym regimen. I'm going to eat in this way. I'm going to drink a gallon of water. I'm going to do 75 hard. And then you fall off, right? This happens. It's whatever. And it's not something to look at and feel bad about. It's something to look at and course correct. If you're doing 75 hard, then you fall off, you get back on the horse and you start over day one. If you fall off one day and you didn't drink your gallon of water, make fucking sure you drink your gallon of water the next day. I think one of the biggest key points in becoming a magnetic, solid human is learning to not tolerate your own bullshit, right? And this comes back to a lot of shadow work. Overcoming your shadow excuses and the things that you do to self-sabotage or keep yourself small. It's demanding a new standard of excellence of yourself, which is something I'm going to be talking about a lot in the shadow work course, because that's how you pull through on these things. You start to follow through because you expect more of yourself. You have a higher standard around how you do things and how things get done, right? I guess that's the same thing. You know what I mean, right? Okay, so look how, what areas of your life are you not completely following through with the things you say you're going to do? And I look at this often, you know? I think we fill certain cracks and then we start following through and we're really honoring our word, and then we find other areas that we're kind of dropping the ball. So it's always just about cleaning this up, cleaning it up, cleaning it up, having that solid foundation. And looking at yourself with a gracious heart, you know, being like, I am a human. Shit falls through the cracks. Shit happens. I choose not to make myself feel bad about it. I choose not to make it mean anything about me. I just choose to get back up on the horse, expect more of myself, and do better this time. And it gets to be like squeaky clean, that easy every time. Okay. So when it comes to being a wobbly human, look at, where am I being a wobbly human? Where in my life am I being inconsistent? And where am I not following through with the things I say I'm going to do? All right. That's your homework for the wobbling human side, because those are the things we're patching up. Remember? And now I want to shift our focus to being a solid human. A solid human is like, if you guys watch TikToks often, you know, there's a saying of like matching the energy, right? Like, and if you don't, it's basically this idea of like, let's say you're texting your best friend and you guys are planning a weekend out and you're like going to Vegas and you're like, we're going to go so hard in Vegas. We're going to party. We're going to look super hot. We bought all these outfits and your best friend is like hyping you up and they're like, yeah, we're going to look like some bad bitches. We're going to have fun. We're going to have a wild time. We're going to shop. It's going to be bougie. We're going to feel great. They're matching the energy, right? Matching the vibe. What we want to do is look at what areas of our life are we currently matching the energy of? Where are we just being that consistent of a human? And taking it a step further with this Vegas example, you and your best friend, she or he is matching your energy about this trip, and then you guys go and you still have that level of energy. That is full circle, solid human matching the energy vibes. Okay. I hope I explained that well. It makes sense to me. So I hope you guys are getting the reference. What we want to do is look at what areas of our lives are we being that solid of a human, where we are through and through matching the energy. It's like if you're applying for a job and you say that you have insane Photoshop skills, and then you do. And then you show up on your first day with your insane Photoshop skills and you over deliver and you blow your boss's mind. That is being a solid human. That is matching the energy. Where are you super consistent in your life? So this is flipping the wobbly human things, right? This is where are we being fucking consistent? In my life, I am so consistent when it comes to my health and fitness because it's a huge priority for me. So when you look at these areas of your life, the parts that you are consistent in are typically your top priorities. Let's say you are really big on family and that is something you're very consistent with. Maybe you have a weekly like coffee date with your sisters. Maybe you have dinner with your family every single night. Maybe you call your mom every single day. That's where you are really consistent. So I'm not even asking you guys to find these like crazy wild examples of like, oh yeah, I'm consistent and I'm doing 75 hard and I'm always doing it. Now it's just like the way I live my life and I'm always working out for an hour and a half every day. Like it doesn't have to be that crazy. It could be I'm consistent in calling my mom every day. I'm consistent in chatting with my best friend every single day, even if it's just sending like stupid memes, right? Like just looking at the priorities. Because what we want to do is highlight what we're doing well and shift our focus towards that. Because where focus goes, energy flows, according to Tony Robbins. And I love, love, love that quote. So where are you being super consistent in your life? And I like to dissect this and look at, why is it that I'm so consistent in this area? What are the beliefs I hold around it? What's the energy I hold around it? And so for me, my instant go-to example is fitness. I work out almost every single day and I've worked out almost every single day for like the last 8 years of my life. Like it is something that's been a priority to me almost my entire life. And the reason why is because I care about how I look and I care about my body's health and I care about my energy. When I go and I crush a workout, my endorphins are through the roof. It's also super therapeutic for me. I also sweat a bunch, so it helps me process my emotions. You guys, I have like no water in my birth chart, so it's really easy for me to ignore my emotions. And that's not something we do around here, right? We don't encourage those patterns of avoidance. So sweating is a huge way for me to work through some of those feelings. And it's just something that makes me feel fucking good. So I'm really consistent about it because I feel really, really good, right? Similar to I talk to my best friend Caleb every single day because when we talk, we always laugh about something and it makes me feel really good. So I can start to see the pattern of, oh, I'm really consistent in the things that light me up. The value in looking at this is seeing, okay, I'm super fucking consistent at the things that light me up. How can I turn the wobbly aspects into my life into something that lights me up? And if that isn't a mic drop moment for you, I don't know what is, because this is such a game changer, you guys. So I hope you listen to this episode like 3 times. Honestly, I feel like everybody could listen to this 3 times. That's going to make you fucking magnetic. Doing things that light you up and feeling really, 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 really good about doing them, right? And at first, it might not always be easy to get into those patterns. It's not always easy to get your ass in the gym. It's not always easy to start calling your mom every day or like making time to do certain things. It's not always easy to get your ass to sit down and meditate every single day. But it's very simple. And it's looking for the outcome. It's looking for why you do the thing. It's looking for your motivation that's gonna make you feel lit up. Like for me, it's being lit up. For you, it might look like a different why. That's my consistent pattern, is it makes me feel lit up. And magnetism is all about like being that next level energetic match for your desires. And so for me, the next level feels like I'm lit the fuck up in every single way of my life. So of course I'm going to apply that same mindset to all areas. This is why I love, love, love looking at the wobbly versus solid human shit. Like, remember your homework. Where are you being wobbly? Where are you being inconsistent? Where are you not following through? Flip it on the other side. Where are you super fucking solid? What do you do extremely consistently, right? Where do you follow through with your word? What areas of your life? And dissecting that further into why. Why are those the things that you stick to? Why are those your priorities? What are your beliefs behind that? Because you can just transfer it over to the wobbly things and completely transmute the energy of everything that was once wobbly. And there are 2 tips that I want to add on to this that really play into this game of magnetism that I think are going to benefit you. And one of them goes back to what I was saying, like it's not always going to be easy, but it's very simple. It's not always easy to get your ass in the gym. You're going to have a million excuses. You're tired. You slept like shit, whatever. But it's very simple. You get up, you put on your workout clothes, you go to the gym. The tip here is I want you to start looking at ways you can set yourself up for success in the wobbly human things. So if you're super inconsistent about your fitness, but your next level self would be consistent, can you start to schedule in your workouts? Can you lay out your workout clothes the night before? What can you do to set yourself up for success? I want to give you guys a business example that I talked about with a client recently. If your next level self would be doing like a day in my life vibe on Instagram stories, I want you to write a list of a whole bunch of different ideas of things you could be sharing on the day to day. It could be your coffee, it could be your go-to smoothie, it could be your journal prompts, it could be this is what I do when I'm feeling like I'm in a creative rut, it could be like how do you unwind? You know, there are a million ideas. It could be a clothing haul, get dressed with me, do makeup with me, cook with me. There are a million fucking things. But if you aren't doing that right now, make the list and make it really easy for yourself to show up. Because once you have that list, there's no excuses. Right? You're like, you can't say you don't know what to post about because you have a whole fucking list of ideas. This is the thing. When we look at the areas we're being wobbly, we're not doing the things that our next level self would be doing. We make a game plan. So it's very, very simple for us to show up. And if you need that extra push every day, because you could have this all set up and then still not do it, right? So to take it even a step further, you can identify the why. This goes back to, like, for me, being lit up. What's the priorities in your life? Like, where are the areas you're being really solid? Why? For me, the things that light me up are the things that I consistently do every single day. So when you are laying out your gym clothes, can you put a sticky note on top of your gym clothes? Write your why. Like, write down, imagine the endorphins after that workout. Imagine how productive you're going to be once you crush this workout. Imagine how good you're going to feel after sweating. Imagine how proud you're going to be of yourself that you did your morning workout. Write a sticky note on there. Set reminders on your phone. What do you need to do to set yourself up for success? And this is less about magnetism, but more about helping you get to that point. Because there are going to be things that you need to do. And this is something that my new mentor mentioned on a training that I was watching recently. And I really, really loved it. She said that energy needs something to latch onto. You can be doing all of the mindset work in the world, but you need to anchor it down with some action so that energy has something to anchor into. And so if you feel like you're doing lots of great journaling, really great shifting meditations or breath work or whatever, but you're not seeing the results, are you taking the action to ground it into the 3D? And I do want to make a specification here, because if you are manifesting like freedom, or you're manifesting happiness, you're manifesting fulfillment, that's not going to need 3D shit other than anything that you want. 3D shit being like physical things you need to do, right? Because those are feelings. You don't need a 3D element. You can feel the feelings now. But if you are manifesting a car, you're manifesting money, you're manifesting friends, you're manifesting a handbag, those are 3D things. So there's going to be required of you to take certain actions to anchor that in. So maybe you just did a bunch of great mindset work. You did a bunch of shadow work, deserving and receiving and all the juicy things. What are you going to ground the new energy into? That's your action. That's you going to the gym. That's you putting in the work. That's you, you know, eating the foods your next level self would eat. That's you reaching out to that person. The energy needs something to latch onto, because once that's anchored in, then you're super magnetic, because the energy has landed. It's not just floating around you. It has landed. I hope that makes sense. Okay, and there's one last tip I want to share with you guys before I send you off to do your homework, and it's a mindset shift that I want you to have. What would you be thinking about if your desires were already here? What would you be thinking about if it was already here, if it's already done? Because this is the dissonance most people are sitting in when it comes to manifestation. They want the car, but they're always thinking about wanting the car. If you had the car, you wouldn't think about wanting it. You would think about, oh my God, I'm so excited to wake up in the morning and go drive my car to coffee. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to take my car for a car wash. I can't wait to, oh my God, put the new steering wheel cover on. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Or you would be thinking about the next thing. You'd be like, I can't wait to take my best friend on a drive when they come into town. I can't wait to start working towards the next car. You would be thinking about things after, not the wanting. Because when we're putting our focus and our energy on the wanting the thing, I want the boyfriend, I want the money, I want the promotion, I want the body, you're keeping yourself in this energy of wanting, and that's what you become a magnet to. Not the desire, the wanting. So ask yourself, what have you been thinking about recently? Have you been thinking about the wanting, or have you been basking in the idea of already having it? And I talked about this in the last episode where I talked about manifesting mentorship with Andy and Ed. I spent all my energy focused on, oh my gosh, I can't wait to be accepted. Like, I can't wait to be in the program, and not like the wanting to be accepted into the business program, but like, I can't wait to be in the Facebook group and meeting the members is going to be great. And the value is going to be next level. I can't wait to go to the events. Like, in my mind, it was already a done deal. And so I was playing in those next ideas of, okay, I'm in. So now what am I thinking about? I'm thinking about the people, the connections, the information. I want you guys to do that same thing, because that is the exact energy that the universe is matching with you, okay? So all in all, you have a lot of homework today. I know you guys love the homework. My clients fucking love their homework, so I know you do too. I want you to think about the areas of your life that you're being wobbly. Where are you being a wobbly human? Where are you being inconsistent? And where are you not following through with the things you say you're gonna do? All right. And remember, this is not about judging yourself. This is not about feeling bad. This is not about beating yourself up. It's awareness around where you can be better and where you can hold higher standards for yourself. Okay. Then we're going to flip it. We're going to ask ourselves, where am I being really solid? Where am I being super consistent? Where am I following through with the things I say I'm going to do, and why? Why is this a priority to me? Why? Bring it down to that why. See where you can transfer it over into the wobbly shit. We want to fill all of those wobbly holes, okay? And then we're taking it one step further, and we are creating game plans to set ourselves up for success. Remember what I said, like laying out your workout clothes, putting a sticky note on top that reminds you why you do the things that you do, putting a sticky note on your computer that reminds you how to show the fuck up for work today, what energy to be in, and why you're embodying that energy, because you want that promotion, because you just want to kick ass at your job, whatever it is. And the last thing I want you to remember is, what would you be thinking about if it was already here, if it was already done? Focus all your energy there. And I promise you, if you do all this, you are going to be such a magnet. Like, it's going to blow your fucking mind. Okay. So excited for you. If you're listening to this, don't forget to take a screenshot, share it on Instagram. You guys know I love to share you guys' stories of who's tuning in every week. And don't forget, we have the shadow work course coming up. Send me a message on Instagram if you want more info and to get your booty in. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Thanks for diving in and getting your daily dose of personal development with the Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation podcast. If you loved this episode, leave a rate and review on iTunes. For notes, details, and more information, check out michaelaj.com. See you next week.